Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Economics
on Kaya Biz.
So we often heard that there are fundamentals to building an economy, right? Factors of production, you need capital, you need access to land, and of course the labor. But one particular theme that often comes to mind when it comes to building an economy and the people that are behind it is the baker, the candlestick maker, and the butcher. Tonight, we're speaking to a baker, someone who has done incredibly well in growing and leading his business to be a specialist in confectionery cakes, as well as customized celebratory cakes and muffins and snowballs. And most importantly, has been able to raise capital through several financial services institutions, scaling his business to such an extent that he's been able to access key markets, specifically within the retail industry in South Africa. To tell us more, we join on the line by Njabulo Blessing Sithole, who joins us as the founder of Baker's Creators. Such a pleasure to have you with us. Jobe Sawubona.
What's up, Zad?
We are here, Jobe.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Mrs. Kukulet, and thank you so much for having me in your show.
Oh, I'm excited to speak to you. So I am a fan of anything sweet. Anyone who knows me knows that I have a sweet tooth. So cakes and biscuits are just my thing. So when we read through your profile and realized that you've grown from strength to strength, we thought it's best that we do touch base with you just to understand how you got started. And maybe let's start there. Jobe, you started in a small kitchen. Back at home, Mapepeteni, KZN. But so far, you've actually managed to participate in various competitions, grown your business, and even have access to retail stores like Pick and Pay. Let's take us back, though. Mapepeteni, where you started and essentially just developed a love and passion for baking.
Yeah, it has been an incredible journey, long journey, challenging. Enjoyable at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I basically grew up in the area of Mapepeteni, which is the rural area, about 45 to 50 kilometers west of Durban, mm-hmm. Where there's barely any sustainable employment opportunity. And I basically developed passion for baking through the love of cakes, because I love cakes. I love sweet stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever I would buy cakes from existing bakeries at that time, I would always find something that I wasn't happy with, that I would like to tweak or to change to suit my preferences. But when I was introduced into the kitchen, and then it made sense for me to start practicing, to start basically started from by using remixes. And then from there, it grew to a point where I was able to develop my own recipes.
Yes. I find it so
interesting. And then from developing...
Yeah, go ahead.
My apologies about that. So by developing my own recipes, it got to a point where I realized the potential for this becoming a real business. Mm. And from growing up, I always tried several businesses, you know, from selling popsicles, from giving rides, paid for rides on my bicycle that I was using to go to school, you know, when I was young. Mm-hmm. And for me, it made sense now that, no, I should pursue this as a real business.
Mm. And I think this is important for us to emphasize, right? Because as we know, when it comes to starting any business, many of us bootstrap, you reinvest money back into the business. We are boleka kuma nabomzala nabantu basemphakathini to help you sustain the business. But I'm quite keen to understand when you manage to formalize the structure to actually then grow and scale. Because at some point in 2018, you were actually baking and providing your snowballs and some of your confectioneries to retailers like Pick and Pay. And as we know, to work with any big conglomerate, you need to make sure that from a compliance point of view, you've got your paperwork in order. What was that journey like for you? And maybe talk us through some of the highlights.
So basically, I was introduced into cooking as early as 2006. And that's when I started practicing, you know, baking as a part-time interest, mm-hmm. Working on my recipes, refining my culinary skill or arts, if I may say. And then in 2014, that's when I had decided that, I want to pursue this as a real business. And I quit my job in I actually quit my job in 2012. And then in 2013, I spent the entire year trying to start this business. But because at that time, I was relying on getting funding, I was unable to get started because the funding never came through. And then the year ended. And then in 2014, then I realized that, I need to use whatever resources that I have within my disposal. So I basically started continuing baking because every day I'd always bake. So that we'd always find cakes at home. Mm-hmm. Then I started selling the same cakes I was baking at home, which was the muffins and the cupcakes.
Yes.
And then I sent them with my son to school to sell.
Yes.
Then they ran out before he reaches the school. So, and then I started recruiting more school children in my area.
Mm.
And then in all the schools in Mapepetini, there were children selling the cakes and I was giving them commission.
Look at that, like that's a whole mini franchise model, where you were commissioning all these other distributors and they get a cut, you also get a cut, but you're distributing. And I think that's something important for many other entrepreneurs to consider, because so often we want to do things alone. You know, it's my cakes, it's my muffins, I must hold the full value chain. But what you're teaching us is a clear lesson in finding the right partnerships. I'm quite keen to also get to, talking about, compliance and having the basics in order, primarily because a lot of entrepreneurs do struggle with this. Looking at several reports from either Standard Bank or Old Mutual, they mention that a number of South African businesses in the township are not registered, and compliance is what we struggle with. The tax, the CIPC, but also working in the food industry, I can imagine there's a lot of health and safety regulations that you also have to comply with. So what was that journey like? Even now, recently having won with the NetBank's pitch and polish competition, did you need some assistance and guidance to actually make sure that from a compliance point of view, you were able to scale? There's some important lessons that you can share with us there.
Well, that is a challenging but ongoing journey, and that's a journey that never ends.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, from being able to start in 2014, and I was fortunate to be able to get a deal with Pick and Pay in 2016.
Yes.
And I got that deal simple based on my product that I had, which is the snowball.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was far from being ready, in terms of the compliance that is required, especially in the food industry.
Mm.
And from 2016, it took me 2 years more to prepare and achieve the food safety compliance that was required.
Gotcha.
And you can imagine, so when I finally achieved it in 2018, it was actually the end of 2018, and then 2019, COVID-19 hits.
Mm.
And then after COVID-19, there was the civil unrest in KZN, and then there was the floods, So even though the deal, I achieved it in 2016, but I was able to start supplying in 2021.
Yes.
And then in 2022, I was blessed, to be able to be recognized as the supplier of the year at Pick and Pay.
I see that, yeah. And what I'm also seeing in terms of your profile, as you say, compliance, and I love that you mentioned that compliance is an ongoing journey, because you're right. It doesn't mean you ticked all the boxes 1 year. Next year, you don't need to follow through. It's a consistent effort and something that many entrepreneurs do need to learn from. I'm keen, to hear your story in participating in several enterprise and supplier development programs. We know that there's often a lot of criticism as to how corporates implement ESD programs, but it appears as though you found a great level of success, not only with Pick and Pay, but even in entering competitions with other financiers in the South African industry. Talk to us about, how you've made the lessons learned through the ESD programs practical and easy to implement within your business that has since led to your growth.
That is quite challenging, because sometimes you end up spending a lot of time on these ESD programs, and you find that some of the programs, they'll take you through the same learnings or the same teachings over and over. But what I do on my side, I pick, which program that I feel will best benefit my business or will align with my vision,
mm-hmm,
towards scaling my business. For example, the pick and pay, achieving the pick and pay deal, it was through a competition that was run by pick and pay.
Mm-hmm.
And the prize was to get a shelf space, which I happened to won that one, and that gave me the shelf space at pick and pay. And recently, I participated. I'm currently in the NetBank pitch and polish competition that is currently running, and I just made it through to the semi-final.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. And with that as well, you know, the prize is not only cash prize, but there is the technical support, which is ideal for scaling the business. Because I don't have that experience I'm just a baker. But now, because I'm baking now, I need to be able to run the business.
Yeah.
Now, running a business is a massive challenge. I had to employ people. I had never employed people previously. And I had to learn how to handle that situation. You know, now I need to manage people who are assisting me towards managing other areas of the business. And that's another challenge that I had to learn. And these programs, they do assist with that as well. Now I'm looking at scaling the business, possible opening branches throughout the country, because
yes,
we have access to the market,
mm-hmm,
you know, and such programs, they do hold your hand, you know, towards achieving that.
And that's so important, because what you're describing is exactly what many entrepreneurs do go through, right? You're so close to the product that you do then need to make sure that you get the necessary skills and people on board to partner with you, to walk that journey with you. And I think there's a key lesson that you can, you know, share with us and with many entrepreneurs is, you know, knowing when to, yes, be close to the product, but also having the right people on board, but also training them adequately to understand the vision of the business. Has that been easy for you? Because it seems as though you're a good community leader and umuntu womphakathi nje, and umphakathi uyakuthanda, your community loves you too. So has that been easy for you to find the right people to work with?
You know, it's been challenging, but fortunately, with the learnings and the teachings that I receive through such ESD programs,
mm-hmm,
they do help, you know, give guide as to how to spot the right people to employ. And also the community that I'm based in is very, very helpful as well,
mm-hmm,
because my business has become the pride of the community, because we're based in a rural area where there's barely any employment opportunity. Mm-hmm. And having been able to create such, the community, they had to support this, because this is not just for me, it's for the community. So 100% of my employees, they walk to work. They are members of the community.
Mm. I see. And how many people do you employ?
We currently have 30 employees.
30 employees. And of course, growth prospects to have even more. I'm keen to understand you. As you say, you've participated in so many competitions. You are currently in the NetBank Pitch and Polish. And of course, have worked with many other retailers to gain space. Tell us about the vision. You know, where to next? What are the ambitions that you have? And more so, how can other South African businesses or even other entrepreneurs support you in terms of partnerships and alignment that you're looking to create?
Our vision is to become one of the biggest confectionery suppliers in the country. Fortunately, we already have the platform. Of course, it's never enough because as we scale, we need much more access to the market. Mm. And also by opening more branches throughout the country, because one of the challenges is that the product that we produce, it has a very short shelf life. And it becomes quite challenging to transport our product from KZN to places like Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, it will be easier when we get an opportunity to open up a branch closer to Cape Town or in Cape Town that can supply the Cape Town and surroundings. And I'm just making an example with Cape Town, but it's not only Cape Town. So we basically, our vision is to open up branches throughout the country so that we can supply the freshest product on a daily basis.
I hear you.
We're currently working on building our social media footprint. Mm-hmm. So for quite a long time since we started, you know, we haven't had any presence. But that was strategic, you know, because as I indicated earlier, that I started by myself.
Mm.
And, you know, when you start, there's a whole lot of things that you need to do. And I felt that let me not do what I don't have the capacity to,
mm-hmm.
you know. However, I feel that now the timing is right. And I've just built a team. And probably in about a month's time, we will be launching our social media. And also there's an very exciting product that we've been working on. Just keep an eye.
Break the news? You're not ready to break the news yet, or you'll come back. You will hold you to it.
I would love an opportunity to come back when we're ready to launch the product.
Gotcha.
And also bring it to you as well and have a sit down with you where you can get to taste the product and see it live.
Oh, so I'm 90 job. Oh, ungeza no minin.
Ungeza no minin.
See, it's a pussy. Sidla makeke. Oh, man. Blessing all the best going forward. And, of course, in the competition, I do see you in the semifinals. And R1 million is up for grabs. All the best. And, of course, continue to make a difference and an impact in the community you serve. You know, beyond just being an entrepreneur, you're someone who is helping households to be sustained through the people you employ. You're contributing to the South African value chain and economy. Me and it's efforts like yours and the many other entrepreneurs you work with that we celebrate. So, siyabonga kakhulu, sikufisela konke okuhle job.
Yabonga kakhulu Nkosazana, and once again, thank you so much for such an opportunity.
You're most welcome. So exciting speaking to you. That is Njabulo Blessing Sithole, who's joined us on the show tonight as our Wikasinomics guest, giving us some perspective around his participation in not only the South African economy, but several competitions, working with key corporates to actually grow and expand his business going forward. Yep, we always support key players within South Africa's economy. It's 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. In a moment, we'll come back and share your voice notes with you on the conversations we've had. And, of course, tell you more as to what you can expect on Point of View as Nzinga Qunta is standing in.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.